more now on the coronavirus threat. There is a concern that health concerns aside, the economy could take a huge hit with fears of a recession looming. For more on this, we're going to turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and speak with Chris Lafakis, director at Moody's Analytics. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
What sectors of the economy thus far have taken the hardest hit?
Well, China is on the front lines. The virus initially started in the Wuhan province in China, and as a result, Chinese authorities have closed off travel into and out of China, so that has weighed on economic activity. Workers have been out of their factories, staying at home. Part of that was because of the Lunar New Year, but they have been slow to return to work as well. So those are the main two channels that have depressed economic activity in China. And right now, we're expecting the Chinese economy, which typically grows at a growth rate of around 6%, to contract in the first quarter of 2020.
Chris, am I right that Chinese nationals make up a large portion of international travelers, and because of that, that will also be an impact to the global travel industry?
That's exactly correct. And in the U.S. alone, about 3 million Chinese tourists come to visit the U.S. And so there will be knock-on effects on the U.S. economy and the broader global economy. In terms of the U.S., the principal channels are travel and trade. So weaker Chinese growth means that demand for U.S. exports declines at the same time that fewer tourists from China are coming to visit. And China is also a very large buyer of commodities. And as a result of the coronavirus outbreak, we've observed very significant falls in the prices for commodities like copper, like oil. And that is another effect on another drag on global economic growth. And we're expecting global economic growth to fall by about 4.4 percentage points. So instead of around 2.8%, the global economy to grow around 2.4% for calendar year 2020.
In your calculations, how long do you estimate that the global implications of this will last?
That's a very key point to the outlook. Our expectation is that it will be transitory, that the infections will peak in the second quarter and begin to slowly abate. But in recent days, the downside risks to our forecast have mounted. It's one thing if the virus is contained in China, but there were also reports of an outbreak in countries like Iran, countries like Italy, countries like South Korea. And at that point, you have to worry about global pandemic, and that's what the CDC cautioned, the U.S. CDC cautioned yesterday. If we are looking at a pandemic and there are extreme measures such as workers staying home from work or travel restrictions, those are the same types of measures that we've seen the Chinese government take to contain the virus, then it could have a more profound decline in global economic activity.
Chris, we in the media certainly are guilty of over-fixating on market movement, the Dow specifically. To what degree is that a good barometer to be watching of what the global market thinks about the concerns around coronavirus?
It's probably the best barometer because market participants are very dialed in, and changes in respect to the outlook for economic growth get priced in instantly. So that is information that is transmitted to us on just about an instantaneous basis. So I would be, in terms of tracking the rate of proliferations, the market moves are going to tell us what the best guess is for some of the most sophisticated investors in the world, some of the most informed people in the world, in terms of the pace of infections and the potential downside risks to the global economy.
Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it. Chris Lafakis is director at Moody's Analytics.